This is Shir 48 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon. Building upon the foundational blueprint of the Mabit, we establish that the ultimate objective, tachlis, of tefillah is not to manipulate material results, but to construct a deep internal realization that we are entirely dependent upon Hashem for every need. Standing upon this baseline, we introduce a profound metaphysical extension. Even if a specific blessing or salvation, Yeshua, has already been decreed and nigzar from Shemayim to manifest in a person's life, Hashem makes it that they will only receive it through the active intermediary of tefillah. This mechanical reality is explicitly codified in the Pel Yoyetz, inside the category of a zivug, a marriage partner. He rules that Shemayim may have already structurally approved an individual zivug, fixed an abundant stream of parnaso, or locked in a total bodily health, but that decree remains entirely conditional. If the person lazily refuses to step forward, daven, and ask for it, the blessing will remain gridlocked above. To unwrap why Hashem would construct reality with this conditional friction, we turn to a classic insight unraveled by Rabbi Yerucham Lubavitz, the legendary Mirror Mashgiach. Inside his framework of Das Teira and Parshas Bereishis, and the pasuk Va'adam Ayin La'avedus Ha'adama, analyzing this the creation of the world, the verse will add more to the verse. And no plant of the field was yet in the earth, for Hashem had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no man to work the ground. Rabbi Yerucham extracts a monumental law. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu harbors an intense desire for mankind to step out of nature and draw close to Him, Kirvas Elikim, He will deliberately refuse to grant you what you desire without the vehicle of tefillah. This uncovers the inner secret of why we suffer from physical lack and gaps in our lives. Hashem does not make you lack out of random retributive decree. He intentionally engineers the deficit specifically as a customized hook to pull you into the sanctuary of tefillah, forcing your soul to build a deep personal relationship with Him. So basically, the purpose of tefillah is to get close to Hashem. The purpose of lack is to get close to Hashem. To ensure our tefillah stays cleanly anchored in this purpose, we turn to the definitive mapping of the Chavos HaBavos inside Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Perek 3, Cheshbon 9. He rules that the true inner target of tefillah is characterized as Kalois HaNefesh El Elikim V'Ucheni Asoi Lefonav. The absolute total yearning of the soul toward Hashem and its ultimate submission before Him. Chavos HaBavos dictates that the true tefillah requires an individual to actively praise, exalt, and execute, and also v'hash lochas kol Yehovah Allah, and to completely unyielding casting of all his burdens and troubles entirely upon Him, realizing that anything can only come from Hashem. To assist us in achieving this internal state of mental submission, and the Yachin Knesset HaGedolah, precisely arranged and constructed the formal liturgy of our daily tefillos. Every single transition inside the text is designed to organically scale your mind past the illusion of self-reliance, culminating in total trust. This Avim Mekelem inside Sefer Beis Kelem, Volume 2, Page 117, quoting the Avim Mekelem, David HaMelech states that, like a weaned child on its mother's breast, like a weaned child is my soul within me. A small infant resting in his mother's arms doesn't run anxious calculations or ask frantic questions. He lives with absolute tranquility because he knows his mother handles his protection. The Altar Mekelem rules that the singular reason why we are commanded to voice our needs is to serve as a radical reminder to ourselves. We live inside the physical matrix where nature naturally tricks the ego into assuming our wealth, health, and survival are generated by our own hands and physical labor. Without the constant structured discipline of brachas and tefillah, the human mind would instantly drown inside the secular illusion of nature, completely forgetting the reality of the divine providence. Therefore, we do not pray to inform Hashem of what we lack. We pray to force ourselves to remember that every dollar, every relationship, and every breath of air is temporary. And a temporary deposit, because then held entirely in his hand. To demonstrate how aggressively a person must guard their mind against this natural drift into secular forgetfulness, we confront a sobering testimony preserved inside the work of the Sefer Nisa Hatzalah. The text records a first-person declaration delivered aloud by Rochessel Levenstein, the legendary Mirror and Panovich and Mashkiach. When he reached the advanced age of 86 years old, he said, "I am no longer a young man, and I stand with decades of intense spiritual service behind my soul. Yet, I look directly into my own daily conduct and observe that exact moment I suffer even a minor single microsecond of distraction, Hesach Hadas, my mind instantly shifts away from pure emunah. The very moment that crack opens, the Yetzer Hara rapidly rushes in my consciousness, deploying all of his follies, his shtusim, to distract me from absolute avodas Hashem." I apologize again. A Kavach Haimer from this narrative: if one of the undisputed spiritual giants of Chassid Levenstein, a master whose life was completely unshareably bound to the frequencies of emunah mitachon, testified that he required unceasing vigilance to keep from drowning in the illusion of nature, how much more so are we fiercely required to use our daily lack and our daily tefillos to fortify our souls and lock our vision in the master of the universe, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem purposely engineers deficits and gaps inside our physical life as a curative vehicle to compel our closeness. We step into the structured tefillah of the Anshei Knesset Gdoila not as a transactional game to secure wealth, but to achieve our Chalos HaNefesh, stripping off the illusion of nature and anchoring our minds in the reality that every breath is a deposit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful evening.